This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Open phones as always if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we may actually have more phone lines now than ever before. We're probably not going to be able to test this feature out because we don't get too many calls at once during a weeknight show, but we may have as many as six phone lines all at once now. Yeah, up from two.
That will be handy.
Wow, I thought you were going to say three.
Well, I've tested three, but we didn't have enough phones around to test more than three at once. Matt helped me with that the other day. So, 603-283-6160, you can join us. You can bring up what you want. Coming up here, we actually have more interesting news out of California. Bonnie, we'll do it in a little bit. Bonnie's got a story. We talked earlier, Matt, about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturning a 30-year-old so-called assault weapons ban in California. And now we may see California legalize psychedelic drugs. We may see guns and drugs.
Outstanding.
Out in California.
How is California going to become a libertarian utopia overnight like that?
Well, guns and drugs.
I doubt that that's going to be the case. And the drug bill obviously has a lot of opposition, so I wouldn't get my hopes up on it. But we can talk about that coming up here. But I did mention a story about the USA Today. And since we've been discussing the FBI and, you know, in the case of the ransomware, doing a good thing, right? They actually helped this company, if you believe the story, right? Like, Matt, you were saying you think this whole thing's been cooked up. But if you believe the story, then the FBI helped this company get some money back from the ransom that they paid to remove these ransomwares. Of course, the best solution for ransomware is to actually have backups regularly done of your critical systems, and therefore you can just call your tech guy and say, hey, we got ransomware. He says, oh, no problem. We've got backups. And then you don't pay the millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency. But I did, by the way, dig through that story deeper. I looked at the blockchain analysis blog guy, you know, where he was talking about how they traced these bitcoins that were paid, and the FBI's the warrant application where they claimed to have control over the private keys of that bitcoin address where most of the bitcoins ended up. And none of it explains where they were, like how they knew where to go to physically to acquire these keys. That was never...
Which is what they would have to do, right? They would have to find a way into a computer somewhere.
Yes. Unless, you know, the hacker group did actually, you know, already send it back to the FBI for some reason because it was already theirs to start with or whatever, right?
Like, it's just the more people talk about it, the more likely that sounds like the explanation.
It would make sense if the hacker group doesn't exist and they are the FBI, because the FBI pretends to be Hamas or whatever all the time.
Sure.
Oh, they're everybody. Yeah. The FBI is like, you know, if there's ever been an institution that keeps itself in business, it's the FBI.
Or I'll give them this. Maybe it's the CIA working with the FBI.
I don't know if they do that. I understand that there's some, like...
competition?
They want to see who can be the bigger scumbags.
More scumbags, yeah.
So we don't know what the details are on that. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. Let's go to the story about USA Today. This one from Politico.com. Newspaper publisher Gannett is fighting an effort by the FBI to try to determine who read a specific USA Today story. So you want another bad guy FBI story? This is one of them.
I'm sorry, is Gannett a person?
No, it is a company. They own, I think, multiple newspapers around the country. USA Today, probably one of their more noteworthy ones. So USA Today published a story about a deadly shooting in February near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, that left two FBI agents dead and three wounded. The subpoena served on Gannett in April seeks information about who accessed the news article online during a 35-minute window starting just after 8 p.m. on the day of the shootings. The demand, signed by a senior FBI agent in Maryland, does not appear to ask for the names of those who read the story, if the news outlet has such information. Instead, the subpoena seeks internet addresses and mobile phone information that could lead to the identities of the readers. The information being sought, quote, relates to a federal criminal investigation being conducted by the FBI, says the subpoena. In a filing in the U.S. District Court in Washington, attorneys for Gannett said the demand violates the First Amendment. They also complained the FBI appears to have ignored the Justice Department's policy for seeking information from the media. Their attorney wrote, quote, "A government demand for records that would identify specific individuals who read specific expressive materials like the subpoena at issue here invades the First Amendment rights of both publisher and reader and must be quashed accordingly." So the newspaper saying, hey, look, we're defending our readers here. We're going to protect our readers' Good. Privacy, and you have no right to get this information. This is insane to ask it's, for.
That's incredible.
One of the cases cited by Gannett's lawyers is a battle that arose in 1998 after prosecutors from independent counsel Kenneth Starr's office demanded Monica Lewinsky's book purchase records from a D.C. bookstore and another outlet after investigators sought to trace gifts that she bought for President Clinton at the time. A judge ruled that the request implicated First Amendment rights of Lewinsky and the bookstores, prompting Starr's office to drop one subpoena and narrow another.
The worst part about this story is that they might not, like, actually find somebody who's guilty of shooting the FBI agents. They might just decide, oh, this IP address viewed the story, and we're just going to cook up some other stuff to make it look like he did something and put an innocent person behind bars because they've read a story within 30 minutes of it going up.
Yeah, and who knows what their intentions are here, but whatever they are, they're probably not good.
I would assume nothing that they do is good.
Yeah. The accusation the FBI defied the Justice Department's guidelines for seeking news media records comes as the department is facing criticism from journalists, press freedom advocates, and even Joe Biden for a series of court orders obtained last year in leak investigations. The probes obtained phone records for journalists at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN. Investigators also sought email metadata, but appear to have failed to obtain that information. A Justice Department spokesbureaucrat referred questions to the FBI, which had no comment on Thursday. Most of the debate over their policy on demanding information from the media has focused on efforts to expose journalists' sources, but regulations seem to extend beyond news gathering. The nature of the ongoing criminal investigation is unclear. Authorities said David Lee Huber, age 55, watched FBI agents arrive via a doorbell camera, then opened fire on them. The agents were serving a search warrant and a child pornography investigation, according to the FBI. He died during the exchange of gunfire, and that would be hours before the article was written and half a day before the window of time the FBI appears to be zeroing in on.
It's even weirder that they already know who the shooter was, so what do they need
and
to know?
And he's dead.
And he's dead.
It's unclear whether the FBI might suspect someone else of involvement with Huber's activities or whether someone drew suspicion by the way they reacted to the shooting. I mean, can you imagine? You're just sitting at home, and the FBI comes knocking on your door, and they tell you, you know, we have some questions for you about this news article you read.
And I can imagine. I wouldn't answer their questions.
Good. But it's just creepy. You know, the idea that they would be able to get some listeners.
The Gestapo.
Yeah.
1984.
Mm-hmm.
So, spokesbureaucrat told the Miami Herald in February that an inspection team from D.C. would investigate the episode, which left two agents dead on the scene. The FBI director flew to Florida to attend the funerals, blah, blah, blah. Gannett filed its motion to quash the subpoena on May 28th, one day before the deadline that the FBI set to respond to the subpoena. So that's the status of that case for the moment. And so the good news is there's a little bit of precedent, as they mentioned, the late 90s case with
thank you, Monica Lewinsky.
With Ken Starr and Monica Lewinsky. But, I mean, this seems pretty clear, you know, cut and dry to me, at least. You have no right, government, to know who is reading things on the Internet. And it's a very, very it would be a very scary precedent if the government could just show up with a piece of paper and say, all right, now we get to see every IP address for everyone who accessed this story over a certain period of time.
It's insane to even think about.
It's making Chris and his tinfoil phone case look a lot less crazy.
Indeed. So our number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And it makes a good case for using, I don't know if tinfoil is going to be helpful, but using, you know, virtual private networks. connecting to a VPN to, you know, that way if they get an IP address, then it's not yours. It's somewhere in, you know,
Sweden.
Yeah.
I was referring to, he wears this Teflon, I think it is, or not wears, but he puts his phone in a Teflon thing.
Oh, like a mobile Faraday case.
Yes, that's what it's called.
That blocks all signals, so you can't use the phone at all inside the Faraday cage. 603-283-6160. You can join us here, and you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on freedom of speech.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
is Free Talk Live. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here tonight. It's Ian.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
Coming up, Bonnie, you're going to be telling us about California possibly looking to legalize not just mushrooms, but other psychedelic drugs?
Yes.
Is that right? So we'll talk about that on the way. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome, and you can bring up anything. And don't forget, if you want to help out the Crypto Six, and that includes multiple Free Talk Live hosts, including Nobody, who is still being held in a jail cell in Merrimack County Spiritual Retreat, as I like to call it, where I was held personally for 69 days. I just got out just over 2 weeks ago. And thank you to the two of you for coming to see me out.
Feels good, man.
But it does not feel good that nobody is still in there.
It does not.
And he is, you know, he's no stranger to the inside of a jail cell. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure he's holding up. I'm not allowed to talk to him. But, Bonnie, you have had some conversations with him over the many weeks that he's been in bars.
Yeah, I was going to say, more than holding up, he's proselytizing to other prisoners, or I guess they're not prisoners, what do you call them?
They're inmates. Inmates. In a jail.
And he's doing a newsletter that I'll be sending out the information on how you can get added to the newsletter soon on freekeen.com.
Very cool. And this is his newsletter for his church, which is the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Yes, I'm a priestess.
And he is the Pope.
And he's the former pope. He was like the first pope.
Ah,
but right now
okay.
It's Hereticus, Pope Hereticus.
What is the term for former pope? Is there like Pope Emeritus or Pope previous
pope? There was
pope?
A word, but I forgot.
Okay.
I think I've heard him say it.
If only he were here to talk to him, but then I'd have to step away if he called in, because I'm prohibited by ridiculously restrictive bail conditions from speaking with Nobody and Aria and Mark, and it's absolutely insane trying to run a radio show where a good fraction of the people who are the hosts of the show aren't allowed to talk to one another due to these restrictions.
On the upside, Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, there are a few people who are as relentless in their religious beliefs as Rich Paul.
Yeah, and he actually spent a lot of time when he was in jail about a decade ago, when he was he spent a year of his life behind bars for selling cannabis here in Keene, New Hampshire at the time. It was actually the FBI that conducted the investigation, or was part of the investigation, probably leading it, who tried to corner him, say, all right, well, we're going to charge you with selling weed and purported LSD as well, and you're facing up to 80 to 100 years in prison. Would you like to go ahead and wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center? And he said no.
He said stick it.
Yeah. So because he wasn't willing to do that, they went ahead and prosecuted him, and he got found guilty and was thankfully not sentenced to 80 years, but just 1 year behind bars. So he certainly, again, like I said, no stranger to being there. But when he was there the first time, he spent a lot of time on the theology of the Church of the Invisible Hand. So he had actually, he put it mostly in his head, and I think he's starting to write some of it down on paper. So that's, I imagine, some of what's going to appear.
He has it also on the website for the Church of the Invisible Hand, and
nice.
He has like a list of religious texts and things like that.
Yeah, they've got the estimated prophets as
the estimated prophets. I, you know what? To sit down and just hear Rich out in person about the Church of the Invisible Hand is amazing.
He's done a great
it's
job.
Amazing. Yeah. It is so thorough and well thought out, and the philosophy is incredible. And if he's putting out a newsletter, that's a newsletter worthy of being subscribed to, for sure. I mean, it's a tragedy if you can't sit and listen to him in person.
No doubt.
But grab the newsletter, for sure. Absolutely.
Next best thing. And Bonnie's helping him with that on the outside. Let's go to your calls here, your thoughts. We're going to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Matt, and Bonnie.
It sounds kind of like the Libertarian Church website that I set up at libertarianchurch.com. But this is the one commandment is thou shalt not initiate force against thy neighbor.
It's a great commandment.
Yes, the one commandment. And the thing I want to call up about is the non-aggression principle.
Okay.
And as people have different opinions and questions about this, And, for example, you have the statists who say that you must always do whatever the cop tells you to do and let the government's puppet judges in the government's kangaroo courts sort it out later according to the government's, not only according to the government's laws, but also according to judges that pretend to believe any fairy tale that a cop tells the lies and stuff like that. And, of course, not to compare the two particular issues here, just to comparing the use of words. Resisting rape is defending yourself. Resisting arrest is defending yourself, fighting off the cop that's trying to arrest you. And a lot of libertarians would say that, of course, during a drug raid, of course, you're justified fighting back against the intruders in your home. But some of them would say that you're supposed to wait until it's your house that's being raided, and then you wake up with a submachine gun in your face, and then, oh, yeah, go ahead and try to fight them off at that point. The part of the problem is that the government, I mean, it's impossible to organize an army to fight back against the government, but that didn't stop a guy on July 5th, 2017 from saying, watch what I'm going to do, and he walked up to a parked police car in New York City and took out the enemy officer that was inside there.
And what did that do?
A New York City cop that was sitting in the park.
But what did it do? What good did it do?
Well, it won't do any good unless somebody, it's kind of like making you pay the price for parking in a crosswalk without explaining why you have to pay the price. You get an official notice on your car, and it explains why you are paying the price.
I think just not paying that ticket does more than killing the cop.
Yeah, I don't support what Tom is talking about here. He's frequently calling into this show and sort of, you know, dancing around. He'll never come right out and say what he wants people to do, but he sort of dances around and highly suggests it and applauds people who just go up and, you know, walk up to a cop and ice him. I don't think that, again, as I said earlier,
no, he actually did straight up say that last time I talked to him.
He
said, well, he said that we should be celebrating today because this day in history, blah, blah, blah. Some people got woken up in their car by a cop and they stood up and shot them in the face.
Well, again, that's him dancing around. He says we should celebrate. He won't actually come right out and advocate for it because he's not a fool. Thank you, I think, for the call, Tom. But because it does give us the chance, of course, to talk about how violence isn't going to solve the problem. I think that, you know, what you'll see happen here is, and some people have pointed out, including our co-host Nobody, who also seems to take joy in events like this, is that ultimately you will likely see an even tougher, badder, nastier type of cop take those job positions when they are available, because you're, you know, by making it more dangerous, only the worst of the worst will be in those positions. So, and as I said earlier, you know, if you use violence as your means, then that is going to be what you sow in the long run. It may seem to help initially, and I don't think it will even seem to help, but in the long run, it's not going to help freedom. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Biden said the donations come with no strings attached.
The United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
And new data from the Department of Labor shows that the cost of consumer goods continues to rise. The Consumer Price Index, a measure of the cost of everyday goods and services, jumped 5% over the last year, according to the new report. That's the largest increase since August of 2008. The index is seen as an indicator of inflation, something many economists have warned is on the rise. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden has already set the stage for a contentious series of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. John Clemens reports.
President Joe Biden issued a warning to Russia of robust and meaningful consequences if it engages in harmful activities. One issue on the agenda is Russia harboring cybercriminals that have been targeting American interests. Although several industries have taken precautions, it has become clear those in international law enforcement can do little to stop these attacks. Cybersecurity expert Nick Powers is with St. Louis-based OnCom.
It's really hard to police the world when it comes to these cyber criminals without a lot of cooperation amongst different countries.
And a federal judge has ruled that Major League Baseball's All-Star Game will remain in Denver. U.S. District Judge Valerie Caproni dismissing a suit Thursday from the Job Creators Network that was attempting to bring the game back to its original home in Atlanta. The league had moved the game after Georgia passed an election reform bill. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and the number you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in about anything that you want, and we're not necessarily going to agree with you. In fact, that's what we were just talking with Tom about in New Hampshire. He was beating around the bush about killing police, and I don't think it's a very productive idea at all. In fact, I think it will be counterproductive. And I want to talk a little bit more about that. In fact, I like Bonnie's idea of non-cooperation instead. You talked about how not paying the ticket would be the solution in the case of, you know, most police activities, right? Like, most of the time, the cops are just writing tickets. That's most of the time what they, you know, revenue generation for people. And so we can talk more about that. Again, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. And by the way, we sort of went off on the Crypto 6 earlier. I was mentioning that our co-host Nobody is still behind bars. What I didn't tell you is how you can write to him. That was what I'd intended to do. So if you would like to help Nobody out, one of the best ways to do it is by helping him kill some time. And a great way to do that is to write a letter to him and tell him, you know, whatever you want to say. If you've enjoyed him being on the radio, if you like the things that he said, or, you know, you just want to say hello and give him your best wishes, whatever you're inspired to do, ask him questions.
Free write Nobody.
What's that?
Free write Nobody.
Well, it's not free. You still have to spend a stamp to, get it there to him. And he will have to spend a stamp to get it back to you as well. There are ways to donate to his commissary. We don't mention that very often. I think it's jailatm.com. I have not been there personally, but that's what I was told while I was in this same jail that he was in. It's like one of those sites where you probably select which jail, and he's in the Merrimack County jail in New Hampshire, and you could, I'm sure, pull him up by his name, and then if you want to donate to his commissary fund, you know, there'll be a hefty fee on your credit card for doing that. It's probably like $4 or $5 or something. It might be a percentage of what you donate. But you can give him some money there. You can also send him new books. So you can't put your own book in a box and send it to the jail. It has to come from a new manufacturer or a distributor like an Amazon. So you can send him books. You can, of course, write him letters. These are great ways to help him pass the time behind bars. He is appealing his bail restrictions, or not bail restrictions, but he was told he couldn't have bail by a magistrate, so he has filed the appeal for that. That was filed today in the case. So in my case, it took 6 weeks after filing the appeal to actually get out of jail. So I wouldn't expect this to happen soon, but it may happen sooner. Who knows? So he may be busy, though. You know, he may be sitting there in that cell for a while. So if you want to help him out, go to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. And his the jail address is there, as I understand it.
Rich would like books. He would absolutely love letters.
Yeah, it does. You know, it brightens your day.
He is an incredible communicator, and he really, really likes to talk and get talked back to. So drop him a note.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate that, I'm sure.
And it is a great way to keep somebody busy behind bars because, you know, you get a letter, you got a new thing to do, which is respond to the letter. And that can take, you know, that can take hours. I mean, if it's a good letter with a lot to say, a lot to talk about, a lot of, you know, questions to respond to or, you know, good ideas, I've sat and worked on letters for most of the day. You know, while I was in there. So head over to thecrypto6.com and grab his address and send him something. I think that's one of the best ways you can help. Of course, there are donation options as well. And another great way to help is by helping us publicize the case, get the word out to, let's say, cryptocurrency media or any media or any, you know, social media or wherever it is you think you can help spread the word about this particular case. So, Bonnie, you were talking about a way to deal with police that is not violent. Our last caller was suggesting that violence is the solution. He's been suggesting that for years, and I don't think that it is. I'm a peace advocate, and I feel like, you know, if you want peace as your ends, you have to have peace as your means. And you were talking about just not paying a ticket as an idea.
Yeah, he was saying that cop was sitting at a place where I guess he was like looking for people who were illegally using a crosswalk and giving out tickets, and that's why he shot him. Well, that's what it seemed like Tom was talking about. So I said, I think if that was the situation, a better solution would be to just not pay the ticket and just ignore the ticket or tell them you're not going to pay the ticket and you'd rather sit in jail and they'll drop the ticket.
Sometimes they may not.
In jail
and not
give them money.
They might prosecute you for it. They may bring you to court. And in some places, that may be more costly than others. So it does help to kind of know what the consequences, potential consequences are of doing something like that. But just as a general rule, I do agree that non-cooperation is the way to go. And we have seen that here in Keene, New Hampshire, a relatively small contingent of activists who refuse to pay tickets has resulted in tickets being dropped. Like, that has happened. It has absolutely happened multiple times. We've not only had tickets dropped, but we've actually won in court on the times where they didn't drop them, and we've lost too, right? Like, some people paid the fines. I don't agree with that. I won't do it. I've never done it. Never paid a fine. Of all the times I've gone to court, I won't do it. I'll sit in jail or I'll do community service. That's fine. But I'm not going to pay them because paying them just encourages them.
You know, sometimes noncompliance, something as simple as noncompliance, results in people standing around inside of a police station smoking weed.
That happened too. And probably is the best example of a total success story.
Absolutely.
Outstanding
success.
That was 2009, the very first 420 rallies that actually nobody,
Rich Paul, yeah.
Then he was known as Rich Paul, founded, and he was there. When that happened, I think he actually got arrested the day before. That was when we went and we smoked up behind the police station. And then the next day, they targeted the event again because we were smoking in Central Square in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, openly. And they arrested a couple more people. I think they might have arrested Rich a second time, or it was his friend Evan, who was sort of the co-organizer. And that's when another 50-plus people packed into this relatively small police station lobby and lit up at least one, if not more than one, joint and passed it around right in front of three windows behind which government bureaucrats, police officers, and office personnel were working.
That's epic. Awesome.
Pour yeah. it on. Pour now, it on.
Now,
pour it on.
Yeah, and what that was is that was more of like civil disobedience. You know, a civil disobedience being where you announce in advance, hey, this law is bad. We're going to go break it. We're going to break it at this time, at this place, and what are you going to do about it? And that's sort of the difference in my mind between civil disobedience and non-cooperation. Non-cooperation comes into play, it can come into play at multiple points. So if you are engaging in civil disobedience and the cops want to arrest you, you can non-cooperate by not going with them, which will usually net you a resisting arrest charge, by the way. So again, you got to know what you're getting into, what the potentials are of that situation. Or non-cooperation can involve like refusing to pay a fine. Demanding that, you know, you go to trial. Because they want you to go along to get along. They want you to take a guilty plea. They want you to make the case, you know, because people want to make these cases go away.
So many people are going along to get along with the masks. And I was thinking about it today because I went to Aldi's. And before, like, this week, I'm always the only person in there without a mask. And
but
today,
then the government repealed its mask mandate.
Yeah, now the government said, okay, now you don't have to wear a mask. So now I don't think I saw one person in there wearing a mask.
Really?
So you know that everybody is just going along to get along.
Which is so disappointing.
Big time.
So what I was going to say with that is some people might be woken up from that and, you know, might be able to overcome that if they see you resisting, then that could lead to a whole bunch of people, what were you calling it, civil disobedience?
And, you know, to the FBI's credit, when all those federal agencies raided our house, I am glad to see that they are such rogues and rule breakers and, you know, bastions of freedom that they weren't wearing masks in our house.
Well, it's not a rule for them. Well, yeah, only some were. The one that was, like, my FBI agent, the one that had his handcuffs on me most of the time, he wasn't.
The red-haired lady, the main one wasn't.
Yeah, she wasn't the main one.
603-283-6160, you want to comment on non-cooperation. That was a huge disappointment for me over the last year, was how few people were non-cooperating with the mask mandates and such, and it's such an easy thing to do and such a low-risk thing.
Shocked looks all the time when I didn't wear a mask. Like, somebody would, like, see me, and then, I'd turn around.
Hold that thought. We'll continue in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Yeah. Restrictions are coming to an end. Yeah. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and our number for you to join us, 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it is Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Talking about a favorite topic of mine. I hadn't planned to discuss this, but somebody called in to advocate violence a few moments ago, and so a great opportunity to counter that with a discussion of non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And, you know, I've always been, long been a fan of those things since I moved here to New Hampshire back in 2006. It was the really interesting and exciting non-cooperation activism that I saw and civil disobedience that was going on here that encouraged me to make the move here as part of the Free State Project sooner rather than later. And that excited me. I wanted to be here to see what was happening, where people were actually getting out into the streets, going to the government offices, doing things they weren't supposed to do that were peaceful, and being arrested for it, and then refusing to pay the fines, refusing to go along to get along, as we were discussing a few moments ago.
We discovered that it's really not that hard to choke a system.
We have discovered that. Like, we've actually done it.
Yep.
To the point where they have dropped people's charges on little things like, you know, tickets, parking tickets, for instance. And it doesn't take a whole lot, as you pointed out, just a handful of people over the years refusing to obey and refusing to pay and refusing to go along to get along. Eventually they learn who those people are and they just say, you know, this $10 parking ticket, it's not worth us spending an hour in court just to try to get $10 out of this person who ultimately won't pay it anyway. Okay.
And the reason I brought up the COVID stuff is because people need to start not complying with the COVID regulations, even though they're kind of ending right now. I think they're going to bring them back. Oh, there's a new strain or
they
whatever.
Might.
Well, I think people need to be vigilant and not complying with those because they're using that as a way to keep video cameras out of courts.
They have done that as well, and there's some very disturbing court restrictions that have been going on here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure they're
all over.
Going on elsewhere.
I mean, it was federal, the one that,
Federal hasn't allowed cameras ever. Period. You can't bring an audio recording device, you can't bring a camera, you can't bring a cell phone, you can't bring...
Well, now you can't even bring yourself without a mask.
That's true. There is a mask mandate in federal court. So you're right, Bonnie, that people should do these things, but they don't. And that was the real disappointment for me over the last year. They don't. They do what they're told. And one of the most insidious parts about what happened over the last year was that not only was it the government saying this thing, but they also had doctors on there, you know, so supposedly. Some doctors didn't agree, but no one paid attention to them. They had a group of doctors on their side, and they had social media, big tech. So it just was a pile-on of all these social influences in addition to governmental mandates on top of these, you know, just average folks who they just want to go along to get along. You know, they don't want to stir up controversy when they go to the grocery store.
It's sad.
And it, well, why is it sad?
It's sad to see people are if they're not directly a cow to the government, they're a cow to the people who are cows to the government, which is worse.
Yeah, like I started to say at the end of the last segment, I would always get these shocked looks, and I could tell when there were some people that just looked annoyed with me, like I should be wearing a mask.
How dare
and
you?
There were these other, there was another set of people that would give me a look like, she's not wearing a mask. Like, what? And I always wonder if it got the gears turning in their head. Like, I wonder if they started feeling, like, extra, like, they're a cuck to the government because this, like, little girl is not wearing a mask and not afraid to not wear a mask. And they look like a cuck literally wearing a mask for their government.
I wonder how they feel as well. It would be interesting to find that out. There were some incidents where people, you know, were not wearing a mask. They'd go to a checkout, and then somebody else would actually remove their mask. So we actually had heard of things, and I think, Matt, you might have even had an incident like that at one point, but where it did actually influence somebody right then and there.
Yeah, right in line at the grocery store it happened. I was at Aldi.
Right.
There were actually a bunch of nuns. I saw them come in. I was actually wearing a mask because I didn't want to hear about it. I'd gone for a long time without wearing one. I was like, fine, I just want to get some milk. I don't want to deal with it. And I was in there, and I saw probably five or six nuns kind of bum rush the place, and they were like clearly going very fast in their shopping. And I saw one of the younger ones near me, and I walked up to her, and I was like, I just want to thank you for not wearing a mask.
But you were wearing one.
I was wearing one. So she was kind of petrified at the time. Like, she could, there was a look of petrification in her face when I approached her. And I said, I just want to thank you for not wearing a mask. And she got so, like, overwhelmed with happiness and, like, thankfulness. And
well, I could see why she'd be scared, right? Like, you're a big guy.
Yeah, well, I think she was scared just because somebody was going to say something to her about not wearing a mask.
But somebody who's a big guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
and I'm a big dude, and I probably seemed imposing just on my nature.
You look at some of the videos of the people in stores who've been nasty towards people who haven't worn masks, and it's a lot of them are men. You know, who are, like, trying to be white knights for, you know, the older women in the store or whatever.
Right.
And so she may have thought you were going to be the other kind
of
person.
No. Well, then I ended up going up into the line to check out, and there was another lady standing in front of me who wasn't wearing a mask, and she was, you know, shoulders back, head high, you know, seriously on the defensive, but justly so. And another guy was standing next to me, and we kind of looked at each other, and I was like, hey, lady, thanks for not wearing a mask. And she's like... Oh, my God, I thought you were going to yell at me for not wearing it. I was like, no,
in fact,
I'm not going to wear this one. I'm taking this off. And the dude next to me took his off. And and then the nuns came around, and none of them were married. We just kind of had a little society there.
But the thing you said in the beginning, though, was that you didn't want to deal with it. So you put on the mask on that instance, even though you hadn't been.
Right.
You did it in that instance. And that's part of the problem, right?
Correct.
That's that mentality of, oh, I don't want to have a conflict with my neighbors.
Right.
It wasn't that you were worried about the police, because you wouldn't care
about them.
You were worried about your neighbors, even though you wouldn't necessarily know them as your next-door neighbors, but they're your neighbors, and they have opinions, and that's the reason why people went along to get along. I don't think most people did it because they were worried about the Keene police showing up with a $100 fine. I think most people did it because they were afraid of what people thought. Although, maybe it was the fine, because when the government undid it, all of a sudden, no masks.
Yep. I think it was more just, it's socially okay to not wear a mask. Because, like, I didn't tell you, but the last day I worked, no customers came in with a mask.
Oh, great.
But
you work at a convenience store, by the way.
Yep, and the day that I worked before that, the only person that came in with a mask was, like, are you guys wearing masks? Like, asking me, but he was pointing at his mask and I couldn't hear him. So I was like, oh, sorry, I can put on a mask because I'm supposed to wear it if a customer is wearing one.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no. He was, like, taking it off. He was like, oh, no, I was just asking if you guys are, like, requiring them. I can't wait for this to end. It's just like, okay, you literally know you have the ability to just not wear it because the only clerk in there wasn't wearing it. But
it ends when you want it to.
Yeah, it ends when you want it to, cuck.
God.
Have a nice day.
Bam. 603-283-6160. So if you want to weigh in on this, you're definitely welcome to do so. You can join us here and take control of the airways. You don't have to talk about what we've been discussing. But, you know, and that just the tremendous amount of compliance over the last year is one of the things that was just, you know, huge disappointment to me is, like, we've got a long way to go here. I mean, if people are so obedient on such a little thing, when clearly they're doing it because it's a law, because it was, what, June 1st or something? Was the last day or the first day that the City of Keene mask mandate ended?
Yep, June.
And so prior to that, a bunch of people were wearing masks. After that, a bunch of people weren't wearing masks. So maybe it wasn't so much the social thing. Maybe a lot of it was. People are afraid of getting a ticket. They don't want to have to deal with that.
Well, I think that it could be both because people were just waiting for June 1st to be allowed. And it wasn't just because they would get a ticket. I think it could have also been because on June 1st, everybody's going to be finally okay with me not wearing a mask.
Yeah, maybe it is a sort of a bunch of different factors coming together, like that, oh, people just do what the government says. The government now says that it's okay, so therefore it's okay if I don't wear a mask. It's probably a group of different factors that are coming together for people on this. If you want to weigh in, I mean, maybe you're one of these people. You know, maybe you were one of the folks who was obediently doing what you were told, and then the government said you could do it, you know, do what you wanted, and you've switched. Or maybe you're a true believer and you're still wearing a mask. We had David in San Francisco call earlier this week. He says he's still doing it.
I have more respect for those people because at least they're, you know, I think they're suckers, but at least they're doing it on their own and not.
They're the true believers.
They're the true believers. Yeah. If you truly believe that you're in this,
they're the people who did double masking.
That you're gonna, you know, kill grandma. Yeah. Yeah.
When everyone was required to do the masking, they went to double mask, so
right.
You knew who the true believers were in that particular case. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about Ross Ulbricht.
Oh, it's always time to talk about Ross Ulbricht.
And there's also some interesting Bitcoin news as well that you and I both have tonight, Matt, and that is that there's a country, El Salvador, that apparently is making it legal tender. We can talk about that too. But Ross Ulbricht has given a speech, and they put him in the hole in prison because he gave a speech. Well, coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.